helping to create bright futures and countless possibilities. That is what Lions Foundation of Canada Dog Guides prides itself on doing as it celebrates 40 years of organizing fundraising walks across Canada. At the local level, Walk for Dog Guides Chair Melanie Pigeot has helped raise funds in support of the Lions Foundation of Canada Dog Guides program for the past 15 years. Its mission is to empower Canadians with disabilities to navigate their world with confidence and independence by providing dog guides at no cost to them and supporting each pair in the journey together. There are over 240 walks across Canada, and North Bay has been within the top 10 since it started hosting walks back in 2001. Proceeds from the walk support the 7 dog guide programs: Canine Vision, Diabetes Alert, Facility Support, Seizure Response, Autism Assistance, Hearing, and Service. Over the years, many matches have been made right here in North Bay and area. We've had dozens of dogs pass through. Some have moved, some graduates are on their second dog. I've been doing this long enough that some have passed, and then they got new ones, explained Pigeot. Money raised helps to cover the $35,000 cost of raising, training, and placing a dog with an owner, at no cost to the recipients. Pigeot began donating her time towards the cause when she was roughly 25 years old and has been going strong ever since. I went to the walk when I first moved back to North Bay, and I showed up, and there were like 2 or 3 dogs. It was a very, very small event. I saw that it raised almost $1,000, and I was used to seeing the big Ottawa walk, and I was like, what can I do to help? Shared Pigeot. So, I had to become a Lions Club member, Widdefield Lions Club, and I did that, and I took over a couple of years later. From its humble beginnings, the fundraiser continues to grow in terms of participation and money raised. I do know that every year we keep increasing it by a couple of $1,000s, so it is pretty awesome to see. I think we were $23,000 this year. The walk is held on the first Sunday in June, and the dog wash is held on the second Sunday in June. The money from this year's inaugural yard sale will go towards next year's walk. The feeling Pigeot gets from volunteering her time can best be described as one of satisfaction. In the beginning, it really came down to just wanting to do something with dogs. To be perfectly honest, I didn't know anything about the cause, I didn't know anything about the organization, and what it did for people. It didn't take long to get to meet the graduates, see these dogs in action, see them in people's homes not working, and then see that vest on and them in working mode. Just getting to know how much of a difference these dogs make in people's lives has really kept me going, grinned Pigeot. I see a very strong bond. Absolutely, that dog is so bonded to their owner. They have to be their shadow because they're there for them. The dog really helps them gain independence. You see a lot of them, people, staying home because they're not comfortable outside. Now they're taking the bus, they're going to the grocery store, they're not afraid to live their normal lives because now they've got a dog to help them. There is a definite sense of pride and accomplishment in raising money to make a positive life experience happen. It is funny, because it is always such a whirlwind. It just goes, and goes and goes, and then it is at the walk, when those people are in the start line and they leave, that I'm just like, wow, so many people have helped, and it is just that relief of seeing it all unfold at the end. Pigeot is working on expanding the local committee, allowing for the creation of more events throughout the year. Beta Day shares stories of everyday community members, changemakers, and fascinating faces you pass on the street.